on. Damn it. Where is it? I know it has to be around here somewhere. I followed the directions exactly. There's no way in hell I missed it somehow. Is that it? This stupid flashlight keeps flickering and... Yes! The stupid flashlight keeps flickering! I must be getting close then. Better be careful and move slow. Keep an eye on my feet. I wouldn't want to accidentally step on this. Must be the place. It's a lot colder out here than I was expecting. Even with this huge hoodie and warm hat, I can feel the chill in my bones, even though spring has really started to kick off. Or maybe that's just me being a chicken shit. Either way, it's too late to go back now. Like anything will matter once I step inside that circle of mushrooms on the ground. It's the vernal equinox, so the true balance of night and day makes it that much easier to step sideways and encounter them. Or so you hope. What if it ends up being something terrible that comes through? Or what if you get stuck in some prison planet labor realm where all you do is menial tasks all day until your body either collapses and they discard you, or you just up and die? Oh wait, that's your existence already, idiot. That's why I'm out here in the middle of the night, in the dark, wet, damned woods, hunting for a fairy ring, hoping I can trick some fey nobility into becoming my husband. No need to worry about the insane housing market if you're wed to the ruling class, right? Right. Okay, here goes everything. Damn it, I'm such an idiot, stalking around in the woods at night looking for fairy rings. Tell me you're a burned out millennial without telling me you're a burned out millennial. Fuck it. Guess I'll just head back and eat a whole pint of ice cream in my fuzzy socks. What the hell is that? Some bright green light? Oh wow. It's real. You're actually real. Holy shit. But you're so tiny, though. You're literally the size of a doll. I'll bet you could sit right in the palm of my hand. And so light, too. It's almost like having a bird land on me. Sorry that I just keep oohing and aahing. You probably get that a lot, but you're beautiful. Your wings are gorgeous, and... Ha! Nice try. No, you may not have my name, but you can call me Cassie. And what should I call you? That's a bit of a mouthful, but... I think I can get used to it. So, this is a bit awkward, but I had had certain intentions coming out here, and now I am not so sure. This is embarrassing as hell, honestly. No, check this out. You're gonna laugh. I was told that if I was really as fed up with the current state of affairs in our world, in our economy, society, the best thing to do was to come out here and search for a fairy ring and blast that intention with every ounce of energy I could muster and hope something came through to help me turn things around. Crazy, right? But here I am, and here you are, looking like a catastrophically tiny dude Tinkerbell, and I'm just feeling so lost that I don't know what to do with myself. Stupid, isn't it? But nothing works. Hard work doesn't pay off. I'm working 50 to 60 hours weekly, and I can barely afford my rent and to eat regularly, much less put gas in my stupid car. I don't want to just get up, grind all day, get home too tired to function, so I mindlessly scroll through social media for a few hours before giving up and going to sleep. Then getting up the next day and repeating the cycle over and over until I either die from old age or take myself off the map. Damn it. I wasn't expecting to just lose it like this. I'm sorry. Guess that'll pretty much negate my original plan, huh? Nobody wants a girl who gets so emotional over shit they can't control. Oh. Wow, your hands are so warm on my cheek. Makes sense, I suppose. Probably have a metabolism like a hummingbird with how little you are and how fast those wings were flapping before you landed. What was the reason I came out here in the first place? I thought that if I could rope some fey nobility into marrying me, I could get the hell out of here. It sounds so stupid saying it out loud. Ha! No. I won't give you my hand in marriage. That's a bit too pointed, and sounds like you're going to trick me out of one of my hands if I agree. I did do a fair bit of studying folklore before deciding this was even a viable option. You know? You are right, though. Starting a relationship with such distrust from both sides is going about it all wrong. Is that what this is? The start of a relationship? You've made contracts for less, huh? Well, I suppose that's better than nothing. What can I offer you? If you're willing to accept me as your wife, that is. My innocence. Oh no. if we're talking about my virginity, that aspect of my innocence is long gone. Has been for well over a decade now. That probably doesn't seem like a very long time to you, does it? If the stories are even close to true. My entire lifespan from birth to age 70 or more is nothing but a blank to your kind. Unfortunate and tragic in a way as well. No matter, I'm here on a mission, and you sound like you are not entirely opposed to the idea. So, if you're going to whisk me away to the land of the Fae, how are we doing this? An agreement of sorts first. Right. I suppose you have to make sure you're going to get your money's worth out of this deal, huh? I owe you an undecided favor to be cashed in whenever you wish. So long as this favor causes harm to nobody, nothing, nor myself. It seems on the edgy, dangerous side, considering who I'm dealing with, but if you can agree that whatever the favor is will harm none, you've got yourself a deal, mister. Where'd all this smoke come from? Oh, holy mother of. Oh, nothing. Nothing. No, I'm not blushing. Of course I'm not. Here, just extremely attractive now that you're more my size. A bit taller than I am, but not too much. It's almost like you've got a handle on Goldilocks proportions. You know, not too big or too small, but just right. You can tell I laugh more when I'm nervous, huh? One of my many perks, I suppose. So we just have to make an exchange for you to be able to bring me back with you across the veil. What sort of ex Not that I'm complaining, but what sort of an exchange was that? Ah, so that part of the tales was correct. You have to consume something from the land of Faerie to be able to travel there. But I thought it also kept you cemented in that realm. Oh, I get it. Since the saliva is so transient, it's enough for us to pass through quickly. But if I really want to stay, it has to be something more substantial. I hope you don't mind if I ask a lot of questions. I'm just really genuinely curious. And if we're going to be with each other for a while, there are so many things I want to learn. Wow, it's so pretty here. Even at night, I can tell that it's definitely not home. But it is going to become home, right? I'm looking forward to that. So, are you in the habit of just running off and agreeing to marry mortal women? Of course I want you to be honest. If you don't mind me not being pure and untouched, then why would I care if you've been married before? I don't know how up on Earth's societal trends you are, but for someone to be over 30 and not have at least one prior spouse or long-term relationship is extremely rare. So, how many marriages have you had? About a dozen, huh? Speaking of, that leads me to a very important question. I can tell you're obviously an adult, but how old are you? No, I'm not having second thoughts. I think we're well past that at this point. I just want to fully know what I'm throwing myself into for the rest of my likely short mortal life. One thousand 363 years old. Holy shit. That's wow. That's a lot. Your lips are so warm on my neck. Your hands feel amazing on my skin. Hard to believe that you were small enough to just sit on my palm not that long ago. Do I seem like I'm backpedaling? I certainly do want this. But now I'm feeling like what I have to offer you can't possibly measure up to what you've already experienced. That's part of the charm of humans, huh? Our naivety. Jerk. Nah. You stay right where you are. And don't you dare put those wings away. I want to see the moonlight filtering through that dragonfly stained glass while I swallow this cock. I'll tell you right now, Once we do whatever we need to for the marriage ceremony, I'm not always going to just bend to your will. But here, in the bedroom, I will gladly worship both my Lord and my Master, as a good wife should. Right. You, husband-to-be, are my master, but this artfully perfect dick, this is my lord, and right now, my master needs to sit back and enjoy witnessing my lord being properly serviced. After all, don't I need to consume something from this realm to stay here? Sure, we could go grab some food. But doesn't this sound like a better time? God, you're so beautiful. Your veins even have a shimmer to them in this light. Is that the magic coursing through them? Through all of your body? The curve of this solid flesh, the length, the thickness, the velvet softness of the skin. It's almost like you were created just for me. I love how your fingers feel sliding through my hair. Guide me, my master. Show me how best to please my lord. Your fingers look so good wrapped around the shaft. Can I kiss your knuckles? I just can't believe that all of this is going to be mine. You want me to drag the flat of my tongue along the head? That drop of pre-cum beaded at the tip is glittering like a jewel. Your whole body is trembling. And I can hear your breathing getting shorter. Desperate. I feel your grip tightening on my scalp, but you haven't made a move. Are you waiting for me to make the first move? That's so sweet. You seem to care more about consent than I was expecting you to. It makes me all the more intrigued and excited for our future together. Yes, my master. Give me everything you and my lord have to offer. I gladly accept it. We're not done yet. Oh. Don't read too much into that tattoo under my belly button. It says choking hazard. It was a stupid joke from college, and your fingers just slid right in. You like how wet I am already for you? How could I not be? After those delicious sounds you were making. Oh, now it's my turn, huh? Yes. Please. Make me yours. Just go easy. It's been a while. Fuck. Kiss me. Want me to say it again? Only when it's just the two of us. As you wish, my master. Your fingers are interlaced with mine. I can feel my whole body heating up. And there are glowing marks appearing on your body. It may itch and sting a bit as the marks pass between us. Oh, okay. I trust you. You look like an angel with your wings spread wide and all those ritual marks lit up in the darkness. Yes. I promise. promise to love, honor, and cherish you as your wife. I do. You weren't kidding. That did sting. But it was at just the right moment. And now, this wound around my finger, it almost looks like a ring made of thorns carved into my skin. And you have one to match it? You'll have to explain it better to me in the morning. For now, just hold me like this. My prince, my master. My husband.